"You are tipsy," Wentworth said. He made a soft, non-committal sound. Julian lifted a hand and cupped Wentworth's jaw. They both froze at the remarkable intimacy. "You are so very handsome," he whispered. "I should not notice it. I dare not notice it. But it seems I cannot help it."
"Why do you not dare?"
Wentworth demanded gruffly, feeling a bounder for taking advantage of the lad's state. But how else could he assuage his curiosity when his valet was so forward? "Because you are my employer, and such wayward thoughts might compromise my ruse."
"Good God! What ruse?"
Alarm chased across his face. I feel... He paused and yawned widely. "I believe I need to get into bed." Wentworth gripped the lad's hand, removed it from his face, and caught sight of the neatly manicured fingertips. The feel of his valet's hand was soft and... bloody hell. His valet was a woman. Wentworth did his best to hide the shock blasting through him. Julian turned around and swayed, and Wentworth caught him and swung him into his arms.
"I feel like I am floating," a soft voice said.
Sweet mercy. The weight in his arms felt right, felt arousing. He hesitated. To carry him like this up the servant stairs would have their tongues wagging for weeks, and might make life uncomfortable for his valet for quite some time. Swiftly deciding, Wentworth left the study and made his way up the stairs to his chamber. Once in his rooms, he lowered his valet in the centre of his bed. A sigh of great comfort slipped from him, her, and she promptly fell asleep. Wentworth stared down at the creature before him, wondering if he was going mad. It was such a wild supposition to make. A lady disguised as a man and working as a valet. Utterly preposterous. Yet his thoughts would not move on from the idea. His valet's speech suggested a man educated, but most manservants had adequate reading and writing skills. Price seemed too nervous around him. And that stroke against his jaw, it had hinted of a longing, of want.
"Perhaps I am going mad," he muttered, cross with himself.
It had been a simple touch to his face. How in God's name did he decipher so much from that caress?
"But a lady in the guise of a man would indeed add up to a ruse worth protecting,"